It's Mother's Day weekend. Look, there's little Susie. She's making a handmade Mother's Day greeting card with construction paper and crayons. Looks like she's been eating some of the
beast,
too. And here's Timmy. He made Mom a ceramic ashtray in art class because he knows she loves her Virginia Slims. And there's
Mom.
She's celebrating her special day by cleaning the house, doing the laundry, and cooking everyone dinner. Uh-oh. Dad was too busy playing golf with his boss and totally forgot to get Mom a gift. Looks like he'll be sleeping on the couch for a while.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
So, another Jack Glaze salmon and anything for you.
Wait, what is Jack Glaze?
It's our special sauce that we put on the salmon. It's molasses and honey and Jack Daniels.
It has alcohol in it? No, he doesn't drink.
Oh, don't worry. The alcohol cooks down with the fish.
But what if you get the sauce on the side and it isn't cooked with the fish?
That would explain why we have so many drunk kids here.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
That is so stupid.
Getting drunk in the morning. Who are you, Kathy Lee Gifford?
We may not hook up with women, but we really understand women.
Today is Friday.
This weekend is a very special weekend for mothers.
Not until Sunday.
Mother's Day on Sunday.
Sunday then.
What? My mother was a saint.
Mama! Mama! Mama!
This is the greatest job in the whole world.
Ooh, what job is that?
Be a mom!
Oh, a mom's work is never done.
Happy Mother's Day! It's showtime!
Yeah, it is the Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa, the mother of all devices. Yep. How do you get our live show and our feature channel on the Alexa device, you ask? Well, I'll tell you. You enable the skill. You just do it one time. You waddle on up to Alexa and say, "Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill." And she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, "Alexa, play Radio 434. You can find our podcast on the Alexa. That's even easier. You just say, "Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast." And she will. We take the live show that we do from 8-ish through 11-ish, and we repack it into a podcast that usually drops around noon. And you can even watch the show segments on Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. But back to the podcast, you can find that also wherever you get your podcasts. Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. Just search the Mike Show VA podcast. All right. Coming up on today's program, we've got a visit scheduled from your Lynchburg Hillcats. Meta's going to be joining us. We also have Sarah and let me see. I had names right in front of me and then they disappeared. Oh, yeah. It's all the way up there now. Let's see. Yeah. Sarah and Joan are going to be joining us. They're going to be talking about the Festival of Light. That's going to be all coming up starting tomorrow. And what else? We had something else. We had Hillcats. Darius is going to be joining us from your Lynchburg Community Market. We're going to be talking Market Day tomorrow as well. So Mother's Day right around the corner. It is Sunday. And in a poll of people who were raised by a mother and a father, we're going to tell you which parent was most involved in our day growing up, statistically. And then we've got our top list, top things only moms do. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly. LYH. Is this going to keep? Oh, it's almost done. That was the longest music bed that we've ever had. And I didn't even have to supplement it. All right. Lynchburg Regional Airport. So much easier to fly. LYH.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
Four bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
And now, a mom ponders Mother's Day.
Another Mother's Day. I can't wait to see what dummy gets me this year. Last year, he told me he got me something to make my life easier. It was a new vacuum cleaner. I told him maid service would be the gift, but we can't afford it because dummy loses so much money online betting. He couldn't pick a winner if he tried. I know the feeling. I married him. Who's the dummy now? Happy Mother's Day.
Wow. The Mike Show. So darn happy you could join us. All right, so, Sunday is Mother's Day. It's the Finally Friday edition. And we have some statistics about your mom. Every family dynamic is unique, but if you have a mother that you'd like to celebrate this weekend, put some thought into how you'd like to do it. Now, in a new poll, people were asked about their family life growing up, and among people who had a mother and a father at the house, at home, 52% said their mother was the most involved in their daily activities. Now, I was born in the late 60s. I grew up in the 70s and 80s, and I can tell you most definitely that my mom, my mom was the most involved in my daily activities. 32% said both parents were equally. 7% said it was mainly their dad. Now, 77% said their mother was most involved in housework. 14% said both parents equally. 3% said it was mainly their father. Nope, it was my mom too. 44% said they were closer to their mother. I'll go with that one too. 36% said they were equally close with both parents. 14% said they were tighter with their dad. 42% said their mother helped them more with homework. My mom did, but my dad also helped out with homework too. 20% said both equally. I don't think it was equal, but he was helpful. And then 13% said it was mainly their father. 38% said they turned to their mother more for advice. 38% said they turned to their mother more for advice. 30% said both parents equally. And 16% said they usually turned to their dad. Of course, fathers had their moment in other categories. Fathers were more likely to earn more money, be stricter, and to be an influence on a person's personality and political beliefs, for better or worse. Randomly, the poll asked people if they've ever argued with their mother-in-law. I would... Yes, absolutely. 68% said no. 28% said they have battled with their mother-in-law. 4% don't have one. Among the people in the poll, 57% plan to do something to celebrate Mother's Day, while 27% don't plan on it. 15% aren't sure yet. And when you asked if society does enough to adequately reward mothers for the work that they do, 64% said that it does not. 20% said it does. 16% said they're not sure. So that brings us to our top list. Sunday is Mother's Day. Make sure you remember that. As a tribute to the parent in your life who loves you the most, well, at least according to her, enjoy today's list. It's our top list today. Top things only moms do. All right, I'm going to ding these off. Top things only moms do. Lick her thumb and wipe a smudge off your face. You know, mom spit is what they make Formula 409 out of. Top things only moms do. And Simple Green is made of people. They said Simple Green is made of people. Top things only moms do. Capture your first day of school from 37 different camera angles. Sorry, wrong one. Top things only moms do. Make you write thank you notes. Bring orange wedges to soccer games. Pressure you to become a doctor or marry a doctor. Or screw it, both. Top things only moms do. Wipe down the grocery cart. Hold on to some dumb note you wrote in the first grade for the rest of her life. Good Lord. Top things only moms do. Force you to get apple slices with your Happy Meal instead of French fries. And top things only moms do. Remind you what you did to her body whenever you're being an a-hole. Yep. I carried you for 9 months and you were the biggest baby. Your head was so huge. Anyway, hi there. It is the Mike Show. Finally, Friday edition. Coming up, we have news and not headline news. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by, where's it at? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destination by using flylyh.com today and click book now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
Free Clinic of Central Virginia is once again accepting patients for both medical and dental visits. Dental is now open at a new location off Old Forest Road, and medical is open limited hours on Fort Avenue. Free Clinic of Central Virginia does not accept walk-ins. To become a patient or to schedule an appointment, please call 434-847-5866 and please visit their website freeclinicva.org to learn more and schedule an eligibility screening interview.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. The Who announced another farewell tour. Nice try, Who, but this time we won't get fooled again. Disney's opening a theme park in the Middle East. Rides will include It's a Hot World After All, Pirates of the Persian Gulf, and the Women's Rights Don't Matter horn. Subway is closing locations. Like the contents of their tuna, the reason why is a mystery. American Airlines unveiled suites with sliding doors. Not to be outdone, Spirit unveiled stewardesses who don't have a smoker's cough. And Sunday is Mother's Day. Remember, all mom wants for is your love. Also remember, she's lying when she says that. This is not headline news.
No, it is not. It's the Mike Show. So they were talking about the Who. Anyway, hi there. So taking a look at tower cam position number 4. At the river and the fountain and the bridge and the flag. We will check in with Chief Meteorologist Nobody because we can't afford one. Hi. This is a classic move a lot of parents make when their kids turn 16, but maybe they shouldn't. A study found giving your teenager your old car might not be the smartest move, and not just because they can't drive a stick. Okay, it could be a deadly decision. Really? All right, let's find. I said a deadly decision. Now, I will tell you this. My first car was actually a shared family car, and it was my parents' old Chevy Malibu Classic four-door with a 350. It had a vinyl roof, and it was a beast. That was what I learned to drive on, and that was technically my first car. The first car I ever purchased myself was shortly after when I got a job, and I bought a 1965 Cadillac Sedan DeVille. This thing was 7.5 feet wide and 22 feet long. It was just freaking amazing. All right, so getting back to the deadly decision. Teens in cars that are more than 5 years old. Okay, so the car is more than 5 years old, and the teen is a teen. Are 19% more likely to die in a fatal crash. Huh? In cars that are more than 5 years old. For cars over 15 years old, it jumps to 31%. How? How can that be? Well, according to this, it's because new drivers suck at it for a while. Okay? They just do. The new cars have a lot more safety features, things like side airbags, emergency braking, all the stuff, all the things that we tell you about on test drive interviews, you know, all the safety suite, the suite of safety features that exists on all the new Hondas. That's what we tell you about all the time. And I've often wondered, and I've pondered this on test drive interviews, you know, I'd love to see the statistics later on down the road when pretty much every car has all these features, you know, 15 years into the future. So anyway, for cars over 15 years old, it jumps to 31% that teens die in a fatal crash. And giving your kid your old car is a popular move for parents because it usually means you get a new car. Plus, you don't care as much if they're in a fender bender or spill Mountain Dew Code Red all over the seat. But according to the study, it's actually a safer call to give your kid the newer car or just maybe trade the old one in for something that rolled off the production line after 2020. All right, Will, I will look into that. It is the Finally Friday edition. Coming up, we have, we're going to get smart with five random facts, but we're going to get even smarter-est with Nerd News. It's This Week in Science. It's just science. Don't be afraid, or be very afraid. I'm just telling you. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. It's that simple. And if you do, somebody in the room or the vicinity of the sound of your voice is bound to say,
wow,
they are just going to be astounded.
Somebody in the distant country will wake out of a cold sleep.
That's it. And they're just going to go, wow. Number one, Missy Elliott wrote and performed on Raven Simone's 1993 debut rap song, That's What Little Girls Are Made Of. But she was left off the music video for not being attractive enough. Imagine not fitting an image to appear in a seven-year-old's music video.
Goodness.
Well, the jokes are on those execs.
For sure, yeah.
Number two, there's a fake McDonald's in City of Industry in Southern California that's just used for filming. Most of the McDonald's ads that you've seen were shot in that building.
That's kind of cool, honestly. Yeah.
Now, okay, in the movie Coming to America, this is a bonus reading. In the movie Coming to America, do you remember that they had the McDowell's?
McDowell.
and they got the Big Mac, we got the Big Mick. Well, they were the studio, the movie company was transforming an old, I believe it was an old Wendy's.
Yeah.
And turning it into the McDowell's restaurant.
Yeah.
And they didn't let anyone know in the community what was happening.
Yeah.
And the owner of the local McDonald's franchise came down and told them he was going to sue them immediately for what they were building. And the studio people are looking and going, this is a movie set, dude.
Hey, brother, we're filming. we'll give you a credit at the end of the movie.
Yeah. And some free Big Mick coupons. Number three, the surface area of the five Great Lakes combined is roughly the same size as the entire United Kingdom.
Hello! There they are. I thought you were in the United States and I was going to call you on that. I was like, there is no way. Maybe Texas.
No, the UK.
Now okay. The
UK. It's a hello. Okay. Number four.
Oh boy.
How do I put this?
Oh boy, it's gonna be
delicately. The best way to avoid going bald is castration. As long as they're removed before you start going bald, you will not
have that quick fact ready for Jeopardy.
You will not lose your hair. If you get them removed after you start losing your hair, you won't grow back what you've lost.
I don't think there's anything delicate about that.
There's nothing will grow back. Right? Not hair, nothing.
Nothing.
Number five, in the 1700s and 1800s, squirrels were popular pets. And those are your five random facts. This is ridiculous.
Today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
random facts.
Yep. It is the Mike Show. Darius joining us from your Lynchburg Community Market. How's your squirrel?
I don't know how to answer that. But everything otherwise outside of that is fantastic. We're ready for a busy week. Well, the continuation of a busy week down here at the market. We've got a few schools graduating this weekend. I've got my camera falling away. Graduation's going on this weekend. We got Mother's Day coming up. So we will be very, very busy this Saturday for people coming to get gifts for that special graduate, coming to get breakfast and brunch items for mom to cook for her this weekend. So a lot of big things going on this weekend. So we hope that you come out and see us on Saturday.
Absolutely. And this time of the year, I really, really love this time of the year because everything's changing and you've got all the seasonal goods and flowers and everything's in bloom. It's just absolutely gorgeous.
Absolutely. It is my favorite thing to go outside and see all the different colors that are popping up at the market. Cause it kind of out of nowhere, we go from the low season where it's a lot of hardy greens and stuff. And then out of nowhere, you get all the pinks, oranges, reds, purples, from all the flowers and everything coming in. So it's very lush down at the market. as of late. And that's something I really enjoy seeing.
Absolutely.
It's been an awesome start of the year for our farmers. We know there's a little bit of construction going out in front of the market, but that has not stopped the community from coming out and supporting our vendors. That's been something very, very exciting for me to see, that all of our vendors are still being supported despite the little bit of obstacle and mess we have going on downtown. So I'm a happy market manager.
Well, and you guys have made it really, really easy, too, because you've adjusted the way folks can get in and out of your parking lots.
Sure.
You've adjusted the traffic patterns, and you've made it very understandable. So you can get through the construction, and the folks that are doing the construction also understand the importance of getting folks in and getting folks out.
For sure.
Yeah,
they've been awesome in working with me and making sure any of the invasive things are like killing power waters after hours or on like Sunday or Monday when we're closed.
Right.
So given the circumstances, we are very, very fortunate with how it's turned out. And we know it's something that once it's all done, it's going to be looking beautiful out in the street in front of us. So we really don't mind it as much. We just need the continued support of the community. Then us and all the other businesses right down here on Main Street will get through it. So one thing that these businesses as a whole have shown after surviving a pandemic, everything that comes to being downtown is that they're resilient. And I'm also happy to say that we have a community that's always supporting them and making sure that we do what we need to do to stay afloat.
Absolutely. And one thing I wanted to mention real quick is in addition to the Saturday market with the farmers, you also are open and have regular hours throughout the week. And the Crafters Gallery, you can purchase things from the Crafters Gallery. The crafters themselves might not be there during the week, but the regular permanent shops are. And you've got everything from bakeries to restaurants to clothing stores to gift items and all kinds of stuff at Lynchburg Community Market.
That's right. We're open Tuesday through Saturday. So like Mike said, Tuesday through Friday, you can come down and shop from the restaurants, get breakfast, lunch. We have all of our Crafters Gallery items ready. If there's something behind a case, I have the keys to all of them. So there have been a few people even down here this morning getting something for mom, where they came down here maybe a Saturday last week and saw mom eyeing a piece of jewelry or a necklace just a few seconds longer than she normally would. So they snuck back down here during the week to pick it up to have that special gift for mom. Still plenty of time to swing down here today. And then, of course, tomorrow we'll be open for our normal hours to make sure you get something special for her.
All right. Lynchburg Community Market, physically located on the corner of Main and 12th Street in downtown Lynchburg. Start your Saturday or end your Saturday at Lynchburg Community Market. And you're also on the interwebs. And where is that?
That's LynchburgCommunityMarket.com, and then we're on both Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
All right, sir. Well, thank you so much. Each and every Friday, Darius joins us. And from time to time, we are down at the market broadcasting live or hosting an event, and we look forward to doing more of that this season as well. So, Darius, thank you so much. We really appreciate you, and we'll talk again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, Mike.
Absolutely. It is the Mike Show coming up. We are going to get so much more smarter-est with Nerd News this week in science. That's all on the way. Stay tuned.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our Crafters Gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Finally Friday edition that brings us your Lynchburg Hillcats. Dallas, how's it going?
It's going well, man. How are you?
Doing really, really well. So how are things with the current road series with the Hillcats, and then we'll talk about the upcoming homestand.
Yeah, I think better than we thought it would go. We won last night. We lost the two before that. But Fredericksburg always has a pretty good team. You know, obviously being Washington Nationals affiliate and them being right there, that's kind of where they hold all their top prospects. So people always think like Salem is our rivals, but the way I see it, like Salem's they're the easy ones. You know, like Fredericksburg is considered our rivals in my eyes.
Yeah, and like you said, they do hold their top prospects there, and that makes it sometimes a challenge Cleveland's top prospects would be where?
So most of them, we're lucky to get some, but generally, so we're low A, high A is Lake County, okay. And they're right down the road. So we're the only Cleveland affiliate that is outside of Ohio.
Right.
And everyone else is just kind of right there in that triangle.
Gotcha.
So they might be here for a second, but kind of have to shoot what we can with them and use them as much as we can before they leave.
Absolutely.
Lake County is generally where like number one prospects will go. And I mean, you know, they're closer to the Guardians than anyone else.
Right. Now, this is how many seasons now with Cleveland?
Cool.
I know I'm hitting you out of left field.
Yeah,
with that one, it's been a tick.
It's been a while.
The neat thing though about minor league ball is number one, and we talked about this at the beginning of the season. You don't know who your roster is going to be just until the roster's set in the majors and everybody gets their placement at all the other teams. Then you get your roster here in Lynchburg. But you guys have an excellent lineup and an excellent team this year.
We do. Yeah. We're lucky. Like last year. So generally every year, right. We'll have, at least me being here for a while, like I've seen a couple of the same guys from the year before, show up the next year. This year, pretty much everybody left. Like at the end of last season, I think it was like literally 2 weeks from the end of the season, like we had five guys show up and those five guys are still with us. Wow. And I mean, doing incredible. Like, you know, I kept up with them then because honestly, they all kind of came in at the same time. They were all guys from the States. And they were all hitters too. Like none of them were really pitchers or anything. They weren't middle infielders. They were outfield. They were, first base, stuff like that. So they're doing really good this year though. And then for the first time, like, I think this is like as close to a brand new team as I've seen. And honestly just hitting's great. Like we talked about last week, like that's what people want to see. You know, people want to come out and kids want to see home runs and grand slams and stuff. So to be able to offer that at a low A level is incredible.
Absolutely. Now you have an upcoming homestand. How long is that going to be?
It's going to be 6 days, six games in 7 days. So starts Tuesday. It'll end on Sunday. And then I think, Kyle, this puts us close to almost a third of the way done with the season, right?
Wow.
Yep. We'll be a little over a third of the way through the season after this next homestand here.
Now, Kyle, tell us about some of the upcoming promotions and giveaways, and what is it that you do for the Lynchburg Hillcats?
Yeah, so I'm our new director of ticket sales here with the Lynchburg Hillcats. This is actually my probably eighth season in minor league baseball from working as a game day staff where I was raised in Richmond, Virginia. Then I've worked in a couple previous other stops along the way in minor league baseball, Reno, South Bend. To name a few there. So yeah, really excited to be here in Lynchburg this year. This upcoming homestand, we have a couple giveaways. On Sunday, we have a car giveaway.
Nice.
That will feature the old school. I'm not sure if you can see that, the old school Hillcats logo there.
Absolutely.
So we're excited to give away that for the kids on Sunday, as well as this upcoming Friday, we have an always popular Hawaiian shirt giveaway.
Cool.
So we're kind of excited to be showing off that. That's always popular with the fans. It's a great, great giveaway. It's awesome to see these shirts kind of worn throughout the summer.
Hold it up again. Hold it up again, because the pattern itself, Southpaw is in the pattern of the Hawaiian shirt. Look at that.
And it's sick. And Mike, they're really they're soft and they're thin, so they're breathable.
That is so not cool. Like
the ones that you take off and they stand up straight, you know.
Yeah. No, that is so cool. So what else is going on?
Yeah, and kind of we just wrapped up a lot of our reading program this year. Kind of had a new spin on the reading program this year. In the past, we had about a couple hundred kids participate in our program. This year, we had upwards of 19,000 students in the Lynchburg area participate in Southpaw's reading program this year. So it's been fantastic to see some of those kids that come out to Hillcats games. Majority of the families had not been out to Hillcats games. So we're really excited about that. We have a makeup game for our rained out game this past Saturday. So we'll be honoring some of those home run hitters on Friday. So we're excited about that program and kind of really just looking to make an impact here in the community as much as we can.
Absolutely. The Hillcats, you guys do such a great job, not only with great baseball, fantastic venue. It is a great time out. It's very, very affordable and family friendly. Plus, your community involvement is really second to none. So I commend you on that. Folks can learn more. You can check out the schedule and you can get your tickets for the upcoming homestand or really any events that are coming up. You can get those at lynchburg-hillcats.com. We'll link that up on this broadcast. You got fireworks in your homestand as well?
We do. We have fireworks on Saturday. And actually, we just announced I believe last week that every Thursday for the rest of the season, starting this Thursday, the 15th, that we're doing half price, all drinks, beer, cider, soda, lemonade, all of it.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. So that, right. That'll be pretty good.
Thirsty Thursdays cut in half. I love it. This is really, really cool. All right. Learn more again and get your tickets at lynchburg-hillcats.com. There is not a bad seat in the house. Gentlemen, did we solve all the world's problems?
I believe so. If not, we will next week.
Yeah, we will. Thanks, guys. We appreciate it. We'll see you out at the ballpark. Absolutely. It is the Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later on, we are going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in Da News. And then we've got some good news for you as well. That is all on the way. Stay tuned.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium this summer for any of your favorite nightly promotions. New this year are Senior Sluggers Tuesdays, where members of the Silver Sluggers Club get in free, and College Pride Night, where those wearing college apparel receive a discounted ticket on Wednesdays. As always, we'll have Thirsty Thursdays and giveaways and fireworks on the weekend and free admission for Kids Club members on Sunday. Get your tickets today at lynchburg-hillcats.com.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time once again for Nerd News. This weekend, science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. Or be very afraid. Covering the most important news for your brains you may have missed. Here's a quick rundown from this week. All right, if you feel like you didn't get enough sleep last night, you probably don't have this. A new study pinpointed a genetic mutation that makes some people perfectly fine on just 4 hours of sleep. What's the mutation that you need at least 12? Because that's me. Yeah. In bread news, a study, and we told you about this earlier in the week, a study found people with celiac disease don't need to be worried about dating bread eaters. kissing them right after eating bread or pasta shouldn't make you sick. But you should sip on some water if you want to be extra careful. In animal news, did I have something on my lip? I was just eating these Ms. Vicky's sour cream and herb onion potato chips. They were delicious. I feel like I still got something on me. Anyway, back to the story. There it is. In animal news, a study found that birds form friendships and they exchange favors to help each other survive.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
I don't know. Those are the favors they exchange. And researchers in China.
Hello.
Hi. Are trying to use AI to translate animal sounds so that we can understand what the animals might be saying. I know what Jerry's saying. I love you. Yeah, that's what he's saying. In ancient animal news, a study found that T-Rexes may have evolved in North America after all. Previous researchers found they may have just migrated here, but they might have developed here too. Now we're really on a roll. American-made T-Rexes and American-made popes. In Southpaw news. No, we're not talking about the critter that roams at the Lynchburg Hillcats. In left-handy news, a study found that left-handed people are more likely to have certain mental disorders, including schizophrenia. In ocean news, a study found we've got a long way to go before when it comes to exploring the bottom of the ocean. We've done over 40,000 deep sea dives since the late 1950s, but 99.99999999999% of the ocean floor has never been seen. In robot news, Amazon unveiled its very first fulfillment center robot with a sense of touch.
Nice beaver.
No, thank not you. That.
I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
A study found we judge robots by gender, just like we judge humans. Okay. Some people, especially submissive women, were more likely to follow directions from a male robot than a female robot. All right. And I'm going to link this up on this broadcast. I don't know if we have time to play it. It's only 5 minutes, but still, it's 5 minutes more added onto the segment. We're already running late. In deep, deep nerd news, happy birthday to one of the best science teachers of all time. Richard Feynman would have been 107 this Sunday. If you've never seen him explain how wood is just stored sunlight, it is a fun 5 minutes on how atoms work. By the way, they're jiggly.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
No. Let me help you with that.
Yeah. Wood is just stored sunlight. I'm amazed. I love it. I'm going to link that. It's a YouTube video. I'm going to link it up on this broadcast. So just check it out at the Mike Show VA. All right. Coming up, we have sounds. We will lovingly place them in your ear holes. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It's so much easier to fly LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Getting a Jersey Mike's sub top Mike's way with onion, lettuce, tomatoes, oregano, and the juice is the bee's knees. Actually, it's better than the bee's knees. I mean, what's the purpose of knees on bees? They don't crouch, they just buzz around. But Mike's way has a purpose, topping your sub the authentic Jersey way. It's the cat's pajamas. Wait, cats don't wear pajamas. Mike's way is better. Let's just leave it at that. Get your sub top Mike's way. Jersey Mike's, a sub above.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the finally Friday edition, and we have guests. Sarah and Joan are joining us. Hi.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi. How are
Again.
You?
Again. Wow. This is like twice in what, 1 month or two
yeah.
months?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's you know it's been. It's one of those things, you know, you haven't seen somebody in so long, and then you just reconnect, and then they're, like, just there. They're back in your life.
I mean, our office, we're, like, practically neighbors.
We are, and I do see you from time to time, you know, coming and going, and I make an effort to wave and say, hey.
I make an effort to wave at you, too. But we're both just living our own lives.
Life is life, you know. But that's not what we're here to talk about. Or is it? We're here to talk about an upcoming event that you all are part of.
Yes.
Tell us about it.
It's the Spring Festival of Light. It's going on at the Boonesboro Raritan Club this Saturday, May 10th and May 11th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay.
It's $5 per day, and children 12 and under are free.
All right. Well, tell us, what is Festival of Light? What's it all about? What can we expect?
Go ahead, Sarah.
Well, the Festival of Light, the reason I'm here is because, as you know, we just did the Art and Soul Festival here downtown on Commerce Street, and mm-hmm. Joan was kind enough to come help me with my event. And the Festival of Light is a lot like the event that I had, in that we're going to have a lot of artisans, people doing jewelry and selling beautiful minerals that, you know, all have great energy properties, and Joan's really great at saying what those energy properties are for. So if you have something that you need, if you're having stress in your life or anxiety or just want a stone to make you feel good, Joan can help guide you that way and what stones are good for what. But also, they're going to have things like astrology readings and intuitive healers, tarot readings, and just all kinds of things. Someone doing oils. She does amazing oil blends through her intuitive site where you tell her what's going on in your life and she'll make you an amazing oil blend for that thing, and I've personally experienced her blends, and they are just amazing. So.
Now, I can tell you firsthand that the stress level is just right up here. Okay, and it shouldn't be. It really shouldn't be. I should be in like the best shape, and I should be extremely happy with my situation, shouldn't I?
Yeah, definitely.
I got a lot going on, but I also have a lot of stress.
Yes.
And
we
recently,
all do.
Now I gotta share this, and we're gonna talk a little bit more. I want to find out about how many vendors and how many folks are going to be participating. But I recently, and I had never done this before, but I recently started visiting a chiropractor.
Yes.
Because I had this horrible sciatica, and I am not a pharmaceutical guy. I hate painkillers. I don't do well with medication, and so I've known Dr. Rick Jaminet for a very, very long time, and he was an advertiser of ours, so I hit him up, and I can tell you within 2 weeks it was gone.
Yeah.
Completely gone. And everybody has said, you know, that that in, if you're on pharmaceuticals or if you go through surgery or anything like that to reduce pain, you're looking at months.
Yes.
And months and months. 2 weeks. Two
yes.
weeks. So I totally believe that there is an alternative way to heal the body, heal the mind, fix things that are wrong. And this just sounds right up my alley.
Absolutely. I'll just, you know, say that last year when I came to the Festival of Light, I was just having a bad day, just a down day. And yeah. I almost didn't go because I was having just such a down day. Just felt like staying home rather than going to a festival. And I said, you know what? I'm going to go. I know it'll be good for me. And I went and I had such an amazing experience. When I left, I felt like I was just in the sky. My energy was just radiating, and it completely turned my day around. And it really put into perspective how, you know, just something as simple as going to a festival that's full of people there with the best intentions to make sure that people are getting the things that are going to help them, whatever that need may be. And everyone's there for the right reason. And that's what makes it a beautiful event. The vendors are not competitive. They're all supportive of each other's craft, and they're all just doing different things and are all there for the greater good.
Well, this sounds fantastic. Now, I have a list of some of the things, some of the lectures that you have going on. Did you want to talk about those, or do you want me to mention some of them?
Sure, please mention some.
Okay. So, Lauren, I can't pronounce.
Sabatos.
With the P-L-A, or P-L, Platanos.
Sabatos.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Oh, no, Platanos. I'm Platanos. Sorry. She's going to be doing a sound bath.
Oh, okay. And that's at 11. Marge Brown at noon is going to be doing Power of Women-Centered Coaching. Mary Campbell with Human Energy Fields at 1. Pam Jenkins, Awakening and Global Vibration Shift. Yvonne LaFleur. Did I get that right?
Yes, she did.
At 3, Intro to Reiki. And Donna Behringer. Quantum Energy Healing at 4 p.m. That's all on Saturday. If you want to find out more, you can visit, and I'm going to link this up on our broadcast, the Festival of Light Facebook page, and you've got an entire lineup of everything that's going on there.
Yeah, Lauren, she was at the Art and Soul Festival last month doing sound bath, and it was the first time I got to experience such a thing. And she has about, you know, she has 10 sound bowls in front of her, and then she has 10 more in front of that are different sizes and different material. And it's really an all immersive experience when she really gets them all going. She also has this stand that has sand in it that she flips it around, and you can hear the sand hitting these wooden panels all the way down, and then she has a triangle that she comes around and puts over people's heads while the sound bath is going on, and you can almost feel the sound waves going over your body. It's a really cool experience.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I was there for that, and it was amazing. Yeah. And I know they're doing a retreat coming up. I know it's full, but I'm sure they'll have a sound bath at that retreat as well.
Yes, yes.
Well, you can learn more if you visit our Facebook page. We'll link this up at the Mike Show VA. But you can also link up Festival of Light. Just search for it, Festival of Light. We've got the entire lineup listed, and it's also on Eventbrite as well. This Saturday and Sunday. And what are the times and what's the cost?
It's 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. both days, and it's $5 a day, and children 12 and under are free.
Okay. Did we solve all the world's problems?
I hope so.
I think we did. And again, learn more. We will link that up on our broadcast page.
I didn't say what I was doing.
Well, we want to know what you're doing.
I'm going to be there identifying gemstones, because I am a gemologist. So if you have some gemstones that you don't know what they are, please bring them out. I'll help you identify them. I'm going to be showcasing the magic of fluorescence. I have some beautiful fluorescent minerals and some flashlights that showcase that.
Okay.
And I'm going to be there with my microscope. I am a gems and jewelry appraiser here in town.
Yeah.
So, and we are going to be having another Art and Soul Festival on September 6th. So put all of the things on your calendar. And we just can't wait to see you.
Absolutely. And I'm glad you jumped in there, because then you'd be kicking yourself, going out the building going, dang it, I should have talked about that.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Anything else? Did we miss anything?
think we got it.
I think we got it.
Yeah.
I think we're good.
And what is your website? Where do folks learn more about your business?
TalkingGems.com. Gems like gemstones, because that's what I do. I talk about gems.
All right.
And again, I do appraisals. I broker jewelry. I help people create jewelry. And I just love all things gems.
And you're located downtown. We're literally neighbors. You're right across the street from us on Commerce Street. You're at 1023.
Yep, 1023 Commerce Street, right across the street from you. And we're upstairs on the second level.
Okay.
And that is also where the Art and Soul Festival will be in September.
And you're right next door to My Dog Duke's Diner.
That's right.
And then right across the street from Commerce Street Theater, just to put it into perspective, and the entrance to the Bluff Walk. The Art Alley.
Yeah.
So right there.
That's where we are.
Great block.
So
come on out, support local, check out all these local festivals. It's just fantastic. It is the Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later on, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that. If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport. With our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations, flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable. Offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check fares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
Free Clinic of Central Virginia is once again accepting patients for both medical and dental visits. Dental is now open at a new location off Old Forest Road, and medical is open limited hours on Fort Avenue. Free Clinic of Central Virginia does not accept walk-ins. To become a patient or to schedule an appointment, please call 434-847-5866, and please visit their website freeclinicva.org to learn more and schedule an eligibility screening interview.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking
local, global radio.
434.
All right, let's open it up. It is your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you will like it. All right, Mother's Day is Sunday. So here is a special song to remind everyone that there was dysfunction in every family.
You wiped my can, sung me lullabies to bed, beat me until I was red. Mama, though your cooking stunk, I'm wishing you a happy Mother's Day.
Yep. All right. While we wait for the new Fast and Furious movie to come out next year, there's another action-packed film out just in time for Mother's Day weekend.
This weekend, if you're looking for Fast and Furious action, look no further than Moms, late for after-school pickup. Speeding down streets, ignoring school zone signs, and returning the stern glare of the volunteer crossing guard. They're Moms, late for after-school pickup, starring the mom who can't stop looking at her cell phone, the mom oblivious to kids in the crosswalk, and the single mom who lets everybody know it. Also starring the mom who has to get Jimmy to soccer practice in 15 minutes. And another mom who has a million things to do. Out of their way because the rules don't apply to them. Their mom's late for after school pickup. Starts today around 2:30.
Yep, sure does. All right, let's go to viral videos. Here's a video. It's a dad who sounds like he's straight out of The Sopranos. He's showing his kid the no ice hack that turns one cup of coffee into two. You get one coffee, no ice, and ask for two cups of ice. Well, here, I'll let him explain.
What are you doing?
I'm buying your mother coffee.
Dad, give me ice cream.
Take the ice. Don't worry about it. Look, but I want to teach you something. You order a coffee, no ice, right? $5.
What do you do with the rest?
What do you mean, what I do? Look, I it's overflowing. I got two coffees. Your mother's happy. I'm happy.
All right. let's skip. Okay. So, yes, we told you that we were going to talk Pope, and we are. The very first Pope from America was elected. And how do you think the world feels about that? Here's the moment that Pope Leo the, what is that, XIV, that would be 14th? Pope Leo the 14th stepped out onto the balcony at the Vatican, and how that crowd reacted to American Pope. Now, Pope Leo is a White Sox, or was raised in Chicago. So is he a White Sox fan, or is he a Cubs fan, since he was born and raised in Chicago? Well, here's the Pope's brother, John Prevost, answering the question.
He was always a Sox fan. Our mother was a Cubs fan. I don't know, maybe that clued in there. And our dad was a Cardinals fan. So I don't know where that all came from.
Now, I would have figured, you know, because he's the Pope now, he would have been a Cardinals fan. Sorry, because he used to be a Cardinal, now he's the Pope. I'll leave it to the comedians. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Since Mother's Day is Sunday, let's get ready for it with some mom-themed stand-up comedy. Here's Chris Garcia.
I just got married. Yeah, my mother's very excited. My wife and I, she wants us to have kids right away. And she's like trying to play it off like it's not because she wants grandkids. You know, she's like, no, I don't want grandkids. I just want you to continue the family name. I want you to put our name out there for generations to come. So people know it. I'm like, okay, our last name is Garcia. We live in Los Angeles, California. I don't work for the census, but we got it covered, mommy. I looked it up, and Garcia is the fifth most common last name in the world. In the whole world, I Googled it. The first four are Lee, Chang, Wang, and Wong. Isn't that amazing? Garcia's on a Chinese level. We're coming for you, Wong. One Wong move. See ya, I mean Garcia.
Hello.
Hi. All right, that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly. Or gently. Then firmly. And then gently. Give it a tug. God, see what happens. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we are going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in the news. And then we've got some good news for you. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in Dot News. Let's see. Here's something you've never heard before. If you're a loose cannon, you could be stolen to pay off a drug debt. Huh? A 38-year-old man in Kansas named Gordon Pierce stole a rare 800-pound Spanish-American War cannon from a park in Wichita. He wasn't a history buff. He owed his drug dealer $20,000 and was worried that the man would kill him and his family if he didn't pay. Gordon told police he was scouting copper statues to steal and make the money back. And on April 2nd, he spotted the cannon, figured that might just do, and he got a homeless person to help him rip it out of the ground. He used a chain and a Chevy He used a chain and a Chevy Tahoe to drag it away, then got some tools and cut it up in 4 or 5 pieces. He took the pieces to his dealer to show that he was working on the debt, and the dealer called the plan stupid. A friend turned Gordon in. He was charged with theft of property, aggravated criminal damage, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Mm-hmm. And then there is this. Remember that TikTok trend where people would crack eggs on the forehead of unsuspecting friends and family members and then post their shocking reactions online? Well, it got even wilder when people did it to kids. Well, here's some vengeance. A mother in Sweden was convicted of harassment and was ordered to pay her daughter $2,000 in damages for posting a video of herself cracking an egg on the girl's head. The girl was young. She wasn't the one who made the complaint. Someone else did. And a prosecutor picked it up and ran with it and argued to a judge that it wasn't fun. It was cruel. She said, "You simply don't do that to a child. To record and humiliate the child and then broadcast it to thousands of viewers. I find that incredibly degrading. It's a reckless act." And the judge agreed. The mother insisted that it was just a harmless prank. A teenager in Virginia was shot and killed. This happened in Spotsylvania County. Back to the story. He was shot and killed while doing a viral TikTok ditch or ding dong ditch trend on TikTok. Say that again. He was doing a viral ding dong ditch trend on TikTok. Tyler Chase Butler was arrested on several charges in the death of Michael Bosworth Jr. Here's a neighbor talking about the shooting.
Poor child, the poor kid that got killed, and of course, what happened to him. I mean, such a stupid prank. And look at the results. Families ruined. Very sad. Hope this does not happen, and I hope the kids learn a lesson.
The high schoolers were ringing doorbells at 3 a.m. Butler, the man arrested, was believed that people were trying to break into his house. And then in Virginia, and I have no clue how this is going to be enforced. If you live in Virginia, the amount of time your child can be on social media will now be limited by law. Beginning next year, minors under the age of 16 will be banned from using social media for more than 1 hour a day. Good luck with that. Here's Jen Golbeck, a professor at the University of Maryland, weighing in on the time limit.
I don't know if I see it being effective, honestly. Kids are very clever at getting around these. And, you know, I totally understand that, like, what are you going to do if you're a platform and a 12-year-old, 14-year-old signs up and says they're 25? Like, are you going to require ID from everyone who signs up for your platform? Probably not. If you take those platforms away, what they're going to do is find other platforms that are outside the bounds of what this law covers.
Yeah. There's good news in the world, and we'd like to share it during this particular segment. A cat that went missing in Michigan 3 years ago just turned up at a McDonald's 10 miles from his owner's home. Here's Ella Burnett talking about finding her cat Buddy after all this time, 3 years ago.
It's absolutely insane that he survived that long. We kept hoping, oh, he'd be back a couple days, but then it was a couple days too long than usual. So that's when we started to get worried. I'm religious, so I really believe God has a plan. I immediately sent it to my grandma. I was like, that looks just like Buddy. I like posted a picture of him on there and I was like, do you think this could be him, you know?
And there you go. She says she never lost hope, and she spotted him after her local Humane Society posted photos. And that is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Well, being on the board is an amazing experience because you get to find out a lot about the community and what the needs of the community are. The United Way is in the business of changing lives.
43,669 of our neighbors cannot afford the basic costs of living. United Way programs were able to provide 99,500 meals to families.
I am the change.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right. Visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. And also remember the United Way Day of Caring. Let me look this up. United Way Day of Caring is coming up. Upcoming events. Click on that. Yep. It is May 21st, Wednesday, May 21st. So if you are part of a nonprofit organization and you have some needs, you have some things that you need done at your office or at your facility or at your on your property, and it could be anything as simple as weeding a garden. It could be straightening up. It could be, painting an office or filing or whatever. You can sign up for the 32nd annual Day of Caring. And the United Way mobilizes a ton of volunteers to come out and take care of these things that you need done around your nonprofit organization. And you don't have to be a United Way partner agency. That's one of the best things about Day of Caring. If you go to UnitedWayCV.org, you can go to their events tab, click on the event Day of Caring, and you can register your nonprofit organization and post your needs that need done. And if you are an individual or a business that would like to volunteer and like to help out during Day of Caring, you can do that too. Just go to the website, UnitedWayCV.org. Click on events, click on Day of Caring, and then click on register to volunteer. And it is that easy. And you get treated to free lunch and an event that's out at Bank of the James Stadium with the Hillcats. There will be lunch provided. There will be entertainment. I will be your MC. And that all takes place on May 21st. From 8 a.m. until 5 p.m., it's the 32nd annual Day of Caring with the United Way of Central Virginia. One last item that I want to share. You all know our very, very good friend, Mr. Bill Bodine. Well, Bill just turned 70 years old this week, and we are hosting Bill Bodine's 70th birthday party. You can join us. You are invited to join us and celebrate this milestone. If you've listened to Bill, if you've watched Bill on our show, if you know him out and about in the community from all the work that he's done with the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation, his work at Centra, and his acting with Wolfbane Production and other theater groups, come on out and check out Bill's 70th birthday. It is absolutely free. You do not need to RSVP, and you don't need an invitation. This is your invitation right here. Join us tonight from 5 until 9. We will be at Three Roads Brewery, 1300 Court Street in downtown Lynchburg, for Bill Bodine's 70th birthday party. And I got Bill, I had made a very, very special gift for Bill. All right. I'm not going to tell you what it is. You have to come out to Three Roads, and you can see it at Three Roads, or no, just come out to Three Roads. Just don't even bother. We'll talk about it on Tuesday, but that'll be Tuesday. Okay. You don't want that noise. Come out to Bill's party tonight. Three Roads Brewery, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, from 5 until 9. And then, if that isn't enough for you, what else could we possibly do? Well, I'm going to tell you. We are going to be tomorrow at Ballad Brewing in Danville, Virginia. We want you to come out to our first ever Motor Brews car meet at Ballad Brewing. We have successfully closed off Calhoun Street alongside Ballad Brewing in downtown Danville. All right. We will have classic cars. We will have tuner cars, live music, food, beer, all the best stuff. That gets kicked off at 3 o'clock tomorrow at Ballad Brewing in Danville, 600 Craghead Street in Danville, Virginia. So we hope that you'll join us for our very first ever Motor Brews car meet. And thanks to all the cars that have signed up. We've got a decent amount. It's not going to be the biggest car meet, but the property, Calhoun Street, I think can maybe hold 20-ish. But we also have Tommy Bryant is going to be our live performer. He's going to be hitting the stage. So just join us at Ballad. The beer is fantastic. It's going to be a great time, and the weather is going to be phenomenal. So join us at Ballad Brewing tomorrow, Saturday, May 10th, in Danville. All right, that is it. That is the program. We are back Monday.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back Monday with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
So this is it. This is the end. I hope you and your companion had a good time listening. And hey, if things went really well, do me a favor and name the baby Ron.
Mike.
Ciao!
Well, kids, that's our show for today. And now, in the words of Mr. Cole Porter, every time we say goodbye, I die a little. Every time we say goodbye, I wonder why a little. Every time we say goodbye. Goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio.
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 434.